Can Faith Conquer Biology? Uncover the mystery of Padre Pio's miraculous survival on the Eucharist. Stay tuned to hear the insights.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Saint Pio of Pretlcina and His Guardian Angel by Father Angel Pena Benito. Within its pages, we discover some fascinating insights about Padre Pio, namely how little he ate, but still somehow remained alive. As you will soon hear, this was nothing short of a miracle. In fact, it was even mentioned as one of the miracles in Padre Pio's canonization process. So, without further ado, let's delve into these anecdotes as recounted by Father Benito. He wrote, "One remarkable aspect that astonished doctors was Padre Pio's ability to survive with almost no food, not even the bare minimum like spaghetti alla Napolitana," which is, as many of you certainly know, a very basic Italian dish traditionally made without meat. Furthermore, Father Benito shares an anecdote recounted by Padre Pio's close friend, Father Modestino. "My son, pray for me," said Padre Pio. "I have a swollen and painful stomach. Today I only ate 30 grams of food. The best favor my superior can do for me is to exempt me from eating." It's worth mentioning that Padre Pio shared this with humor, making his fellow brothers laugh. Yet he was genuinely experiencing stomach issues. Father Damaso from St. Elia Appianisi shared an astonishing detail. Once Padre Pio went without eating for 20 days. Can you imagine that? Most of us would probably starve to death. Moreover, Father Agostino, who was Padre Pio's spiritual director, assured that the Holy Capuchin barely consumed about 20 grams of food every 24 hours, which is approximately a spoonful or so. And now we reach the most fascinating part. During an illness, Padre Pio weighed himself, and the scale showed 83 kilograms, or approximately 183 pounds. Upon recovery, following 3 days without consuming any food, his weight increased to 86 kilograms, almost 190 pounds. He actually gained 3 kilograms without eating anything during that 3-day period. These are truly wonders of God, who nourishes the bodies of saints solely through Holy Communion. Padre Pio's superior, Father Raffaele from St. Elia Appianisi, officially stated this miracle during Padre Pio's canonization process. On May 5, 1956, during the International Symposium on Coronary Diseases, Father Carmelo Durante shared the remarks made by a British doctor on the unlikeliness of Padre Pio's survival. "For us doctors, Padre Pio is biologically dead." But before we continue with the doctor's observations, if you've been moved by these remarkable stories about Padre Pio and would like to deepen your connection with this apostolate while helping us continue producing content for the benefit of the soul, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you become more than just a supporter of a YouTube channel. You become a Padre Pio apostle, helping us in bringing Padre Pio's teachings to many. As a member, you will also receive special benefits, such as masses celebrated regularly for your intentions. To learn more how you can join and make a difference, please click the link in the description below. Now back to the doctor's remarks. "When considering the number of calories he consumes, and his daily activities, sustaining himself so minimally, he exists on the brink of survival. We must also take into account the blood he loses every day, as attested by his own testimony and evident in the examination of the bands present on his chest. Therefore, based on the scientific principle of the calories required for human existence and the laws governing the psychophysical balance of the organism, for us doctors, he is biologically dead. In other words, it is humanly impossible for a man to survive under these conditions and to work tirelessly every day. Now, as we approach the conclusion, I would just like to mention that there were many saints who lived solely on the Eucharist for extended periods. One notable example is Saint Catherine of Siena, whom Padre Pio greatly admired. It is reported that for the last 7 years of her life, Saint Catherine ate nothing besides the Eucharist. These remarkable accounts of saints, sustained solely by consuming the consecrated host, resonate deeply with Jesus' words, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." In conclusion, as we reflect on the lives of saints like Padre Pio and others who found their strength and nourishment in the sacred Eucharist, we are reminded of the profound promise of eternal life through communion with our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we anticipate the upcoming feast of Corpus Christi right around the corner, may we all be inspired by these remarkable stories, recognizing the miraculous nature of the consecrated host. Wishing you all a joyous and blessed feast of Corpus Christi Day. Thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.